Paul, I've been at this club a long time, and I think I'm going to guess it's something like the 1970s before last time Ashton United came here and won 4-0. You must be very pleased.
Second half, I thought first half we got dominated in midfield. Thought it was poor all over the pitch, distribution poor, ball retention poor, and gone in at half time, gone mad a little bit, both me and Stephen, and then thought we got a reaction second half. Thought actually the quality come forward, experience come forward, and I thought all in all we deserve. I think it's a bit poor on Hyde that we scored for, but realistically when you've got quality players like Dean or Pilkey, I think it's always going to happen with the chances they give us.
It's getting, we're getting very close to into the last month of the season effectively. You're in the sort of playoff mix, but you've got some tough games coming up, haven't you? Salford, Rushall, Stourbridge, Workington.
Yeah, and to be honest, we seem to have played better when we play the higher team, but I don't know if it's a inferiority complex, but every time we seem to play a higher team, we seem to come out of traps and do real well. Like, we went to Stourbridge, probably one of the best we've played first half. I thought, like I said, today and on Saturday, we looked a bit lethargic, waiting for things to happen. But I think we've just got to take one game at a time. I've already told them now. We was looking at 77 points from winning these two games to give us about a bit of breathing space, and then obviously go from there.
In terms of, you've just had the deadline. I mean, you made some signings. You've let Dale Johnson go. That seemed a brave move.
I think Dale's gone a bit stickless, and we all know what Dale Johnson's about. He's a great, great player, but I think he's been here three or four seasons, and he's probably gone a bit stale. He's gone to FC, new challenge, and I thank him for everything he did when he was here. So I think, looking at it, it might be a turning point in our season. We're bringing the big fella in there, Dino. I think he's been absolutely outstanding. You've seen his goal today, his work rate, second to none, and he's been like that. It's been a pleasure to manage since he's been in that changing room.
Are things holding up injury-wise as you approach the run-in?
It's hard to say. You have to take, especially when you're playing games in two games in 48 hours. But we had a few out Saturday. But people got to come in and perform. Listen, we've got a big enough squad in there. I'm sure Gary, with the squad he's got, after speaking to him, it'd take one or two of ours because of the size of squads. We've signed a few players, but the emphasis is still on quality rather than quantity.
So, say this, the time to run in. I mean, it looks like you probably get to the, you know, the playoffs.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I was just saying, would that fill you with dread? 3 years, playoffs, penalties.
Listen, I think I said it four or five times earlier on. I think we've still got a chance of winning it. I think if you look at the teams above us, it's an outside shot. But until we're mathematically certain that we can't win it, we'll still go for that. Playoffs is the second one. But no matter who you get in the playoffs, I think this is the hardest league for many a year now. So it's going to be tough. Listen, we're going to give it our best shot.
And you face Hyde today. I mean, do you think they can stay up?
Yeah, very much so. Listen, the football he played first half, I thought the kid in midfield, the Chinese lad in midfield, was absolutely outstanding. Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was the best player on the pitch the first 45 minutes. And they outpassed us, outworked us, outfought us. And I thought they really got in at half time, was really worried. But I think they've got enough quality. I think Scott Spencer was missing today. So, big club. I hope they do stay up because it's a great club and great people around it and great people that pulled it out where it has been. So, hopefully for Gary and themselves, I hope he stays up.
And have you any suspensions or anything like that in the office?
Not that I know of. I think the deadline now for the yellow cards passed, so hopefully touch base, seeing Adam Morney obviously out today, so we'll just see where we are after today with Derek.
So you're generally pleased with the afternoon, feeling good?
Second half, yeah. Second half, first half, put to bed.
Right, cheers, Paul.
No.